are so immeasurably different than people think we are by just looking at us.
Fatima Hargrove is one of 20 graduates of Hire Newark, an unemployment boot camp and job readiness program that helps chronically unemployed residents re-enter the workforce.
I was homeless at the time when I started the program, so of course I was working towards doing that and still trying to be present and learn things about myself and be accepting of what people were offering me. Without them, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to be persistent with the right thing and to let God show me how to be accepting other people's view of me. Now I have school and now I have a job.
Hargrove, like many of the other participants, faced unique circumstances upon entering the program. Atiyah Jahad Rashidi is the program administrator for Hire Newark.
We have no idea who's coming from what direction, and we learn very quickly that there are people who are homeless. Food security is an issue. Child care is an issue. And all of these things we learn to deal with as we process through each week of the class.
Jahad Rashidi says part of what makes this program unique is the lessons that are only taught through life experience and perseverance.
Life happens, and this is what we teach them. Life is always going to happen. It's not just happening to you because you're in a situation, because you're unemployed, because you didn't get the bus card, because you didn't have transportation. Life is always going to happen. And so when life happens, how do we react?
Newark is a city that has struggled with unemployment for decades. The unemployment rate was nearly twice the state's average in 2014 when Mayor Raz Baraka was sworn into office. Baraka has since made the issue a cornerstone of his policy, launching initiative after initiative to bring that number down. And at the end of 2016, the city saw its lowest unemployment rate in nearly a decade, something Baraka credits to programs like this one.
It's just amazing to me, and it feels good. The amount of work that is happening, and it kind of speaks this narrative and tells the truth about our people, and all that they need is a chance, an opportunity. If they get this chance, an opportunity, that great things can happen for them. And it's infectious. We want it to spread all over the city.
Like most urban centers, the unemployment rate affects many of the other socioeconomic issues that go hand in hand. Darrell Terry is president and CEO of Newark Beth Israel Medical Center and a partner in Hire Newark.
We have to look at those social determinants, those issues that impact the overall health of our community. And so I think that's our role. I think that's our new charge as an anchor institution in Newark and certainly in the South Ward.
Most programs and initiatives like Hire Newark are often measured by their success and their results. Takiyah Fillmore is a Newark Hires alum.
So many great things have happened since I've sat in the same seat you guys are sitting in. I started a new job at Jersey City Medical, as she's mentioned. I started my own business, Kia's Cakes, and me and my husband have purchased our new home, our first home.
If Fillmore is any indication of the program's success, she is proof of what's possible.
You guys have so much to look forward to, no matter what path you choose. And remember that one of the greatest gifts you give yourself is right here. And with that being said, congratulations, Class 3.
In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.